Hi, this is Towers, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Danny O'Bree. Filmmaker Avi Lewis has been elected as the New Democratic Party's new leader, defeating his opposition with 56% of the vote on the first ballot. After claiming victory, Lewis stated that the NDP is united in the commitment to working-class people and looks forward to speaking with British Columbian Premier David Eby. He also stated that in an economy that is rigged for the wealthy, he intends to expand public services, such as starting federally run grocery stores and to increase corporate tax. Alberta NDP leader Naheed Nenshi criticized the result and said that Lewis becoming the federal leader was not in the interests of Alberta. Avi Lewis is a third-generation politician with both his father and grandfather being former leaders of the New Democratic Party. The Independent Investigations Office of British Columbia is searching for witnesses to police officers shooting a man and leaving him with minor injuries in Vancouver over the weekend. The Surrey Police Service says that the man allegedly confronted police with an edged weapon after they were called to a home on 81st Avenue. After officers shot the man, paramedics treated him and brought him to the hospital. The Independent Investigations Office of BC is a civilian oversight agency that looks at cases where people are injured in their altercations with police. They say that officers used both less lethal weapons and guns in the altercation. Well-known American comedian and actor Alex Duong passed away late last week of septic shock at a hospital in Los Angeles. Born Alexander Duong in 1984 in Dallas, Texas, he kick-started his career when he wrote the story Enchanted Melody, which was showcased as a stage play by LA's top theater company for authentic Asian-American stories. He later appeared in popular TV shows such as The Young and the Restless, 90210, and Death Valley, but was best known for portraying Sonny Lee in the police drama Blue Bloods. He was also highly recognized as a comedian and performed stand-up at popular clubs such as The Comedy Store and The Laugh Factory. Alex Duong is survived by his wife Christina and his daughter Everest. He was 42 years old. For more information, go to cjlo.com/news.
Good morning. You're listening to Everything Everywhere here on CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Sophie, and typically here on Everything Everywhere, I have a different theme each week that I kind of break down, try to talk about the human experience, maybe bring in some anthropological theory. We get a little crazy with it, but I'm very swamped with finals, so I haven't really had time to think about some kind of in-depth theme, but I wanted to play some music that I've really been loving recently and also kind of make it a miscellaneous thing. I don't know, it's very random today. I think I did this a few months back, probably during another crazy exam season. So I guess it's just, I don't know, the exam tradition at this point. Every time I'm swamped with exams, you'll be hearing, my own personal favorites within the past few weeks or the past months or so. So I'm really stoked that I can, you know, still put something together. But unfortunately, it won't be super in-depth or, explanatory, I guess. But nonetheless, super excited. The first track I have up here is an album that I was really surprised. I don't think it's the right word. I guess just excited about. I actually discovered it from Aviva's show, The Alley, on Fridays at 11 a.m. Great show. And the way she described this album really drew me in. I mean, she kind of related it to this surge of Cameron Winter impersonators, but I don't think... she described this in a really lovely way that made me really intrigued. It's Dove Ellis off of their album Blizzard, and this is one of my favorites off the track, right next to Love Is, but this one is Heaven Has No Wings. Just really stunning, and you can definitely hear that similarity, I guess, to Cameron Winter. Next up, I have Kingdom of Birds with their track Killer Bee. It's my favorite off the album. And CJLO is hosting a four-day festival called Dead Air next week. It actually starts exactly a week from now, next Thursday. And Thursday's event will be kind of structured around the album release of Kingdom of Birds for their Vermin new album. Forgive me, it's super early, so my words are not stringing together very beautifully, but it's a great track, great album. Definitely be there next Thursday for the album release. And yeah, I don't know. It seems like we've got a trend of kind of indie rock, but also experimental. There's a few experimental tracks on this episode, which isn't typical for me, but yeah. I'm very excited about it. Enough from me. Here is Dev Ellis with Heaven Has No Wings.
Heaven has no wings, it's CJLO is announcing the inaugural edition of Dead Air. From April 9th through 12th, CJLO is taking over La Sotarenia for 4 days of emerging music discovery. On Thursday, coming out to the Kingdom of Birds album launch with Ekka and Shunk. Friday is all-night pop with 17 Sport, Faima, Sarah Feldman, and Wicked Easy. Saturday, we're welcoming Brooklyn's Hiding Places for the launch of their album, The Secret to Good Living, where they'll be joined by CJLO faves Knitting and Sasha K. Closing out the festival is a stacked lineup of Kelly Elizabeth, Angela Beggin, and Museums. Individual tickets are available now, and a Dead Air festival pass is just $40, and that'll get you into all of the shows. Follow us at Dead Air MTL on Instagram and Dead Air Festival on Facebook. Hope to see you there.
Me and Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Sorry to break up your ad break, but this is Death of the Mid-Range, your future favorite NBA talk show. We help you start off your week right every Monday morning at 9 a.m., bringing you a diversity of episodes on the beautiful sport of basketball. All of this is, of course, on CJLO. We will see you there.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This has been this is Everything Everywhere. Not finishing up quite yet, just getting started. But yeah, before the ad break, you heard Kingdom of Birds off of their new album Vermin with the track Killer Bee. And before that, you heard Dove Ellis with Heaven Has No Wings off of his album Blizzard. Yeah, to keep this going, I played this album last week, but I really, really enjoyed it. It's the new Cootie Catcher album, Something We All Got. I feel like everyone had been talking about this like maybe a month ago, and I'm just catching on now. So if you thought you've heard enough of Cootie Catcher, think again, because I'm going to play their track Gingham Dress. Yeah, I don't know. This track in particular attracted me because I feel like gingham is really, really in right now. I bought a gingham skirt myself like a year ago, and I'm just waiting for the cold winter remnants to leave the spring season. Does that make sense? I'm waiting for the snow to melt, for the negative temperatures to go away. Next week I think it'll be pretty warm. I'm wearing a skirt today despite the actually really cold temperature, but anyway, all of that to say, Gingham Dress is very in right now, and this track is so, so good. Yeah, that's kind of all I have to say. After that, I'm going to play Transatlanticism by Death Cab for Cutie. I haven't listened to a ton of Death Cab for Cutie. I don't know. I think I heard it in a YouTube video or something. I was listening to a music review, and I think I forget which one, but they mentioned it, and I really love it. So first up, here is Cootie Catcher with Gingham Dress, and after that, you'll be hearing Death Cab for Cutie with Transatlanticism. Anyway, here's Cootie Catcher.
Make it known.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Sophie, and this is Everything Everywhere. What you just heard was Transatlanticism by Death Cab for Cutie. And then, oh yeah, sorry, I blanked for a second. Before that, you heard Cootie Catcher with their song Gingham Dress. Yeah, today's a very random episode. I typically have a theme every week that I kind of try to dissect and play music that fits into it. But today, I'm just playing stuff I've been listening to, stuff I've really been liking, along with just some miscellaneous tracks I'll be kind of throwing in. Yeah, so it's very improvisational today, but I'm having a lot of fun with it. Moving in a different direction, I feel like this is more of an experimental track. It's by Roberto Musci. It's off of his album Tower of Silence, which I think he composed by traveling around the world and exploring different kinds of instruments and cultures throughout Africa, Asia, and India. And yeah, I don't know, it's a really beautiful album. This song in particular, I've kind of just been putting in a bunch of my playlists throughout the last few months. I study to it. It's just like, it's so soothing and beautiful. It's called Claudia Wilhelm R and Me, and yeah, it's kind of folky, I guess. And so following along with that folk sound or vibe, I'm going to be playing Aura Kogan's song Darling. She did just come out with a new album, but I haven't quite listened to, or I haven't listened to it yet, so I wanted to hold off on that. I'll definitely be exploring that in the next few weeks and perhaps playing it on the show. But this track of hers is a song that I think was a lot more obsessed with maybe a few months ago, but it is so soothing, and her voice is just incredible. Like, her range is so, it's so crazy, and also very soothing. So I felt like these two tracks paired really well together. So first up, here is Roberto Musci.
Thank you.
You just heard Ora Kogan with Darling. Sorry, I was a little all over the place there. Yeah, beautiful track. I remember having that on my playlist, I don't know, like 6 months ago. And then, I don't know, when I kept hearing it, I kept adding it to my playlists and it was just in my rotation all the time, but I never got sick of it. I don't know. I'm so attracted to her voice and the range she has. It's so wonderful. Yeah. Next up, I have a mix of tracks here. I hope they all flow well together. We will see. I have Living Hour with their album Internal Drone Infinity with the track Waiter. And then I have Junior Mesa with I'm Not Your Man, which is a little more R&B. And so because of that, I wanted to play Willow's new album, called Petal Rock Black. And it's incredible. I have been a fan of hers since, like, I don't know, early high school. And she kind of has this, like, I guess psychedelic sound. And again, her voice, just so lovely. And so, yeah, it's a very calm vibe as of now. But in the last hour or the last bit of the hour, it's going to get a little more experimental. So I hope you're ready for it. But first up here is Living Hour, and then you'll hear Junior Mesa, and then you'll hear Willow. I hope you enjoy.
Serve it up like a waiter. We'll be right back.
The first ones who brought fire to the land. Webara.
Webara with the ancestors.
Webara, webara. Yeah.
Art Matters, North America's largest student-run fine arts festival, is back for its 26th edition. This year's theme is Unstable Grounds, and over the next month, we'll be inviting artists and the Montreal community to consider how we construct foundations upon continually shifting landscapes. On Thursday, March 26th, from 6 to 9 p.m., join us at the VAV Gallery at 1395 René Levesque for The Risk of Color, curated by Marie Kedigian. This vernissage night features artwork that explores how color can be used as an intentional tool. Then, on Friday, March 27th, from 6 to 9 p.m., come to Produit Rien at 6909 Marconi for Cambia, curated by Alexia Paz Escobar. It will be a vernissage night featuring the work of five artists gathered in a meditation on hybridism, metamorphosis, and surreal body morphing. Music by Elliot Roby, and for more information, visit artmattersfestival.org.
Do we have to listen to country the whole drive?
I'm sorry, do you know what day it is today?
Ugh, fine.
Haven't you heard? Twang City's on every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. playing your favorite twangy tunes on CJLO 1690 AM. And anyway, I can play what I want because in my car, I am the driver.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is Everything Everywhere. And today I've just been playing stuff I've been listening to recently, as well as just, I don't know, random stuff I've thrown in. Before the ad break, you heard Omnipotent by Willow and I'm Not Your Man by Junior Mesa. Next up, I'm going to play a new single from 17 Sport titled Kill. They'll be playing at the Dead Air Festival on Friday. So if you can't go to the Thursday show with Kingdom of Birds, definitely be sure to go on the Friday show. I think it'll be really exciting. So you'll be hearing Kill, and then after that, I'm playing Hustle Bones by Death Grips. I haven't listened to a ton of Death Grips, only a few tracks off of the Money Store album, but this song I think came up on my reels recently and I really love it. So first up, here's 17 Sport with Kill.
Yeah! what you heard, yeah, fuck what you heard. But it's real shit, get your whole clip better cut. What word? What word? But you don't hear me though. Run up into the deck, that grandma's knees is falling out. It's wrong what you know about my movement. Hustle bones coming out my mouth. Hustle bones coming out my Hustle bones coming out my man. Down, I think a shot, never not strapped with a Glock, run it back. That knock a cop off unconscious, Martov cocktail is out by my skin. That line of chalk round round the clock, too many more drops to count the steel. Stuck on the fence, how does it feel? It don't make sense, nothing is real. That rip, you will know what trick I'm not doing. And know me, never will, no fear. If you lay on the bed, now someone will come to go ahead and run. Hustle bones coming out my mouth. Hustle bones coming out my mouth. Hustle bones coming out my mouth. Hustle bones coming out my coming out my man. Hustle bones coming out my. Hustle bones coming out my man. Hustle bones coming out my. Coming out my man. That can with the blast, blood stain, knuckle brow, kids are fucking with a flame. That X gun, hard to the bone, dog man. Then his own master, the bus fall beyond. Beyond, the law, never fuck, by the book, give us up while I ride that bus. Got the strength up into the sun, like no hands, make a dust. We're like, man, we can't lose, no shit, no shit. That hit it till it drip with the blood and the rod. Where it was for them, but that one, they were not made flame. That stuck on the wind, and I'm fucking one way. Only one, real, what, the, what, the shit at the beast, three spit, of a freak, he's hell flame to your brain, blood thirst. What word? What word? What word? What word? Run it back, let it run up into the deck. That grandma's knees is falling out. It gets wrong what you know about rubbing. Hustle bones coming out my mouth. Hustle bones coming out my. Hustle bones coming out my mouth. Hustle bones coming out my. Coming out my mouth. Hustle bones coming out my. Hustle bones coming out my mouth. Hustle bones coming out my. Coming out my mouth. Criminal intent, anti-legal ill. Deep in the night, feel your life back, spin the wheel. Criminal intent, anti-legal ill. Deep in the night, feel your life back, spin the wheel. Criminal intent, anti-legal ill. Deep in the night, feel your life back, spin the wheel. Criminal intent, anti-legal ill. Deep in the night, feel your life back, spin the wheel. Win it back, brother.
You just heard Hustle Bones by Death Grips. I'm kind of laughing because the way I'm ending off the show is very, very different. It's a very different vibe than Death Grips. But to ease us into the last bit of the show, I'll be playing Lousy V3 by Doggone, an artist that I think I've been playing repeatedly over the last few weeks, but who I'm just obsessed with. So I had to include this track. It's only about a minute long. But it's great. It's an instrumental track. And then I'll be playing Bob Cajun by the Tragically Hip. Going from Death Grips to the Tragically Hip is so crazy, but that's what we're here for. I mean, I promise you guys eclecticism, so here we are. Thanks so much for listening. This has been Everything Everywhere here on CJLO 1690 AM. Here is Doggone with their track Lousy. Thank you.
back to bed this morning, and as I'm pulling down the blinds, yeah, the sky was dull and hypothetical, and falling one cloud at a time. That night in Toronto, where the checkerboard floors, riding on horseback and keeping order is guard, till the men they couldn't hang stepped to the mic and sang, and their voices rang with that Aryan twang. This morning.